welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. The way I do this is by interviewing Rochester area business movers and shakers. And today I have on the show a real mover and shaker, part of a food movement, and her name is Michelle Little. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy to have you here. So we met, if you remember, you're either being nice or you have a really, really good memory, but we met maybe, I would say 2 years ago, because we both live in Victor, lovely Victor, New York,
yep,
where life is really worth living. Ha ha, Webster. And so it was hanging around Victor days, which is kind of our little fall festival type of thing, right? Late summer, early fall, when is it? And you had a booth there.
Yes.
And I was hungry. And it was granola bars that were claiming to be all natural and healthy and just like give your body lots of love and energy. So I'm like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I did. It was called the Perfect Granola, which is a great name, right? I mean, who can argue with perfect?
Right.
So I went to your booth and you gave me a free sample and I thought it was delicious. Now, it was about 2 years ago. And since then, you've really come a long way. I mean, you are, I think you were kind of just a startup, very much startup then, right? And now you're like a real business, right?
We are a real business now. Yeah, we've been around, actually that was about a year and a half because it was a year from this September that I had a booth there. And we are now a real company. We're sold in over 250 retailers.
That is fantastic. Well, Michelle, for our listeners, I'm going to read your bio to some extent because it's very exciting and long. So I'm going to paraphrase. But let's read your mission first, because you're one of the few people when I asked my guests to send a bio, you actually sent your mission too. So I'm going to read your mission because I'm kind of excited. So it starts out with healthy body, healthy community, the perfect granola. So we're really going to focus on a lot of those things, because you're not only with healthy community. I've been talking to you last week. We got together and it's not just about making money. Although
no,
we have to pay the bills, so right, let's make some money. The more money you make, the more people you can help. That's the way I look at it.
Correct.
But you are very intentionally instigating programs to kind of funnel your growth and your revenue to helping people, helping organizations and helping people.
Yes.
So we're going to dive into that. So your mission statement, the Perfect Granola started in Michelle's home as a way to feed the hungry. So you started out with community in mind. It was her plan to create the food company where we would give away food and the profits to help those in need and empower the underserved. What started as a dream quickly became the Perfect Granola, giving thousands of pounds of food and support to hundreds of organizations. Our products are pure and simple, and we don't just feed your body, but we nourish your soul. I like that. My soul is hungry. And we thank you for your support, because it's only with you that we can continue to grow our mission and help others, creating a better world through food and love. I love that.
Yep.
Being Italian, that hits home with me. Mm-hmm. And that's how Italians express love, through hugs and food.
Yep. That's how we do it in my family as well.
Love it. So I'm going to read your bio a little bit. So your love of food and feeding people started long before the Perfect Granola. While attending culinary school, so you're like a trained expert here, right? You're not just some, let me make granola bars in the kitchen and see how it goes. Like, you actually kind of know what you're doing, right?
I do.
All right, I like that. A pro. But Michelle bartended at a local neighborhood bar and would host misfit holidays where any of the patrons who didn't have a place to go for the holiday would be welcome at her apartment, and she would cook dinner for everyone. You are so freaking awesome. During my mid-20s, my boyfriend, now husband, got a job in the office of Right Away for the Department of Transportation here in Rochester. So before you know it, Michelle came to lovely Victor, New York, and after about 6-7 years, built a home, started raising her family. And when she moved here, she started volunteering at the local food pantry and had a growing desire to do more for the community and help others. Started taking online classes in preparation for the big plan. And then she became pregnant with a second daughter. Time became more limited. Couldn't volunteer as much as she wanted, but there was still more that she could do. Before that, before she had a young family and all the financial responsibilities abroad, we couldn't give voluntarily. But but there was something more that she knew she could do. After her daughter was born, finally got the professional confidence and knew it was time to start the dream. A food company where she could give everything away to not only feed the hungry, but provide opportunities for the underserved. So now you donate 5% of your profits to the homeless shelters,
yep.
Right? You and outreach centers and food banks, and you're now in 250 retail locations with another 300 locations coming this December.
Yes.
That's crazy. It's a labor of love. You push yourself every day. So when you first launched, you were talking to Wegmans, which I want to talk about that. By 2016, full line of product, which consists of bagged granola and boxes of granola bars in 3 mouthwatering flavors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell us about that too. And your products, one of the reasons that they're very healthy, in addition to being made with love, is they are made with superfoods like coconut oil, avocado oil, chia seeds, flax meal, and they never have added refined sugars, corn syrups, chemicals, or preservatives. That is awesome. Good to hear, because that's really hard to find these days.
It is. It was really important to me that I was, you know, if I was going to make stuff, one, I wanted to be able to feed it to my kids and my right. family. So I don't want any chemicals or preservatives or corn syrups in it. But we wanted to make sure that the food that we were donating to food pantries was actually nourishing for the community members that needed to go to a food pantry.
That's awesome. Well, I have to start off by telling you something that really pisses me off. What pisses me off is the way that Americans are completely being bamboozled by the big food industry and that our government is doing nothing about it because they're all getting paid off by some of these big companies.
Yes.
I mean, this gluten intolerance, you know, I almost want to say that's not a movement because people aren't doing it on purpose. But growing up, I rarely heard about that, if ever. And now it's like 4 out of 10 people at least have this gluten intolerance.
It really is. And it actually affects our people living in poverty more than the other population because they're eating preservatives, they're eating processed foods because that's the type of food that's available in the food pantries. Mm-hmm. Gluten allergies and food sensitivities does not discriminate against the poor.
Yeah.
So we really need to change the way that those products are being produced, the pricing of them, so everybody can afford them. It's not fair that healthy food costs more. And it's also not fair that that's not available to people who need to rely on food pantries and food stamps to be able to bring food home for their families.
Yeah, very true. I mean, you know, these big companies are poisoning, right? Poisoning everybody. Yeah. And so I have a good friend, Diana, also about 5-6 years ago, she started becoming very intolerant to a lot of foods. Finally got diagnosed as having the gluten intolerance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had to stop eating pastas and all this stuff, bread. But what's interesting is I've known people that have this intolerance that go to Europe and they can eat.
Right.
They can eat anything.
Yep.
So what does that tell you? Our food supply is being poisoned by something here in America, right?
It really is. You know, in those big food companies, it's sickening. I used to work for the environment before I got my start kind of in the professional world. And I went to a lot of talks about different food companies and Monsanto and how he's ruling the world. And, you know, some of the things are really, really scary that find their way into our food supply.
Yeah.
Chemicals, different sprays and herbicides and pesticides. So it was really important to me that we used products and ingredients that didn't have any of those additives.
Well, the European Union would love you because the reason why people that have the gluten intolerance in America can go to Europe and have pasta and bread with no problems is because the European Union has banned a lot of these companies from putting their chemicals in, like Monsanto, you just said. Mm-hmm. I believe the European Union has banned either their whole company or a lot of the chemicals that they use to raise wheat and all that stuff.
They do. A lot of these large food companies, they actually have 2 separate packages and 2 separate food lines, one that can be exported and one that they feed to us Americans. And a company that was just in the news last week, I actually read an article because I am now gluten-free as well, and Cheerios has 2 different labels now. Mm-hmm. If they export to Canada, they don't put the gluten-free label on their packaging moving forward, but anything in America can because, you know, there is something, you know, with our FDA where as long as you're 80% accurate on your ingredient list and your nutritional list, it's okay. Yeah. And you can put it on there. For me, 80% is pretty darn scary because there's 20% of that you don't know if you can trust or not.
Yeah. Should I just be 80% of a good person?
I don't know.
Hey, Michelle, we're gonna we'll stop doing the talking about the stuff that's pissing me off. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're talking to Michelle.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop. Hey folks, Dave Mamano here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology. But most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Something new in talk radio, 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. And today I have a great guest and a great entrepreneur, total grassroots entrepreneur, my favorite, bootstrapping, just rolling up the sleeves and making it happen. Her name is Michelle Little, my neighbor here in lovely Victor, New York, running a company called The Perfect Granola. And I'm really excited to have her on the show for two reasons. Number one, she's making a delicious product that is so freaking healthy for you. Not only is it made with love, but it's made with the best ingredients. And what does she leave out? She leaves out all the stuff that's making us sick. And so that's why the first reason why I love her. The second reason why I love her is she's got such a great mission with her business. She is using the profits to help those in need. And I believe at some point you want to actually employ the underserved as well to help make the product.
That is our plan. We want to do a modified open hire structure where, you know, we're not going to discriminate somebody because of a disability or ability they may have, or a past life that they maybe had that they're not proud of. We want to give opportunities to people that are underserved, focusing on folks with intellectual disabilities, people in recovery, veterans, and just people who are living in poverty that need a chance.
I love it. And that's why you'll succeed, because you've got such a great mission and you're so sincere about it.
It's all about the why. Yep. You know, companies are great. They got to be out there. You got to make money, because nothing happens unless we make money and we're successful. But for me, it's all about the why and what I can do to make a better world.
Yep. I love it. I love it. And it's just one bar at a time, right?
So, yep.
So let's get into your entrepreneurial journey. Read a little bit about it. But I want to know kind of what is going through your mind as you build this company. So, you know, the first year, I know it's kind of like a messy baby birth being born, and there's, sure. You know, it's like, it's a little crazy.
Yep.
You're cleaning up stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Putting out fires more than moving forward, really.
Right. And then the baby starts to walk a little bit. Yep. So just from an entrepreneurial journey, what have you been going through, and what are you excited about for the future?
Sure. So in the beginning, yeah, it was just throw everything out there, see what sticks. How do we gain traction in the market? One of the ways that we gain traction in the market is forming a partnership with Wegmans. Wegmans has always been extremely helpful with companies with a mission. They support our community more than the average consumer even knows, a lot of the background work that they do. And Wegmans took on our product and gave us a chance and put us in all of their stores. We're sold in Nature's Market. And that really kind of gave us the legs to move forward in the industry. So now we've launched in over 100 natural food stores. We're in all the Wegmans stores. We're launching into some new stores next month, a great chain that has tons of locations in 6 states. And we're redoing our packaging right now. We want to make sure that people clearly understand our mission and the health of our product.
That's great. So tell us about the product. You have three, I believe you said, mouth-watering flavors.
Yes, they are.
make my listeners' mouths water.
So right now, you'll see an original mix in the stores. In the next 3 weeks, that original mix is going to stay the same flavor, but we are going to change it to coconut cranberry, so it clearly describes what flavor it is. But it's a wonderful blend of coconuts and cranberries. We have a maple pecan date, which has a great New York flavor to it, since it's got a nice maple flavor. And then we have a cherry vanilla walnut as well. And we carry that with our bagged granolas, and then also granola bars as well.
Great. And the bagged granola is for, you could have it like for cereal, oatmeal type of thing,
yep.
Or mixed with yogurt.
Yep.
Same flavors?
Same flavors. Yep. Those same three flavors. And on our website, theperfectgranola.com, we actually have some creative recipes on ways to use our granolas, mm-hmm. in different breads and muffins, tons of different sorbet recipes. So we get really creative on how to use this granola with something a little bit different than just your average yogurt.
That's great. I'm talking to Michelle Little from The Perfect Granola. Michelle, I want to talk a little bit about what seems to be bubbling up in Rochester is kind of a food movement. So, yes. You know, just recently I had Ian Zielinski from Evolve Foods, mm-hmm. and he has a muesli, which I finally learned how to pronounce correctly. I think there's some different ways to say it, but He in my pre-prep, he says muesli, mm-hmm. Which is similar to your product, but you guys are collaborative, which is great. And then I just had Polly from Guglielmo Sauce, mm-hmm. and another great entrepreneur, right, who's selling his grandfather's homemade Italian sauce recipes.
Right.
And you know, Rochester with his roots have been very food-oriented, right? I mean, there was Bird's Eye was here, right?
Yep.
Obviously, Ragu was started here. Now, Giovanni Ledestri,
yep.
has taken that to the next level, which, by the way, he is the largest producer of tomatoes in our country. Did you know that?
That's incredible.
Or processor, I should say. Processor. Sure. Largest processor, yeah. of tomatoes, mm-hmm. in the country. Right here in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, Rochester's, yeah. got this incredible food movement, and we're so blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know of any other thing? I mean, we got Canandaigua Wine, which is the old name for Constellation.
Right.
You could tell I'm a native Rochesterian. Marvin Sands back in the day started a company called Canandaigua Wine, and now his two sons have taken that company, changed the name to Constellation, and they are, I believe, the largest distributor of alcohol in the world.
They are.
Right, yeah. here in Rochester.
I know. It's incredible. It's incredible.
I think you're smart to say, you know, somehow our roots are good with food and alcohol, and let me jump into one of those, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So I made a couple months ago, I made my own homemade limoncello. Maybe there's something there. Maybe I need to, you know.
Possibly. You're in the right spot for it.
I'm in the right spot. So, question for you. Did you grow up thinking that you were going to be an entrepreneur?
I grew up with a dream, and I've always wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was going to look like. But my need for wanting to help and doing something bigger than just myself has always been there.
Yep.
So this just kind of, it combines mm-hmm. everything that I'm good at. I'm mm-hmm. really good at cooking. I'm really good at helping people. I'm becoming a really good businesswoman.
Yep.
So it just kind of encompasses together. And the most important journey is I've got two girls now to pave the way for them and to show them that one person with a dream can make a difference.
Yeah. How old are your girls?
They are 3 and 7. And my 7-year-old already is getting that entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. She's constantly asking me about granola. I was able to take her on a tour around FoodLink over the summer. And it really opened her eyes to the food issues that we have and the food inequality that yeah. we have across the nation, but especially right here in our back door.
Yeah, I mean, if you live, I'll call it, you know, for lack of a better term, the hood in Rochester, there's not a lot of places to go get local fruits and vegetables, right?
Like there's not.
There used to be these little grocery stores all yeah. over the place where you could go and get fresh produce. But now, like you
now,
said.
Now, Mitch Gruber's changing that through FoodLink. He's got his curbside market, which is a phenomenal idea. And he's really definitely a mover and shaker as yeah. well. But that doesn't happen across the nation.
Yeah.
Rochester is really a special little bubble that we're in here of a community. But we need to do more. And we need more companies reaching out and helping others.
That's awesome. So are you still, when you started, you're making the granola bars out of your house?
No, I was making the bag granolas out of the house. Yep. Okay. I started there, and then I would rent the kitchen over at the Ontario ARC. I'd take mm-hmm. a vacation day for my full-time job, mm-hmm. go over there, cook as much granola as I could, and then my husband and I would hand seal them, put sticker labels on it, and then yeah. distribute around Rochester. But we now use a commercial co-packer.
You probably look back, though, and those were probably some good times, right?
They really were. And, you know, that time when I used to go over to the Ontario ARC, it really opened my eyes on how interested the residents there were in what I was doing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely phenomenal.
So if somebody wants to start a food company and they've grown out of their house, they can call that place?
Well, there's different avenues. I got really fortunate to go over there and rent their kitchen. Mm-hmm. But the commissary downtown that's opening in the next couple of months, Laura Fox is running that program. And that's going to be a great hub for new food entrepreneurs to go in and test their yeah. skills and use a shared kitchen.
Very cool. So where do you see yourself in 5 years and how are you going to get there?
I see myself with our own manufacturing facility, having wow. an open hire structure, at least 25 to 30 employees under our roof, and growing into be a national brand. There's no reason why we can't.
Will you remember me?
Of course I will.
Say, Dave Mamato, he had me on his show, and the business just took off from there.
It did, yeah. No, we're really excited for our future. It's extremely bright, and I have a clear vision in mind.
That's exciting. Well, you seem very, very focused and determined, so don't get in your way, right?
Right.
So what are you doing? You said you had said you're learning to navigate and become a good entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to learn about how to be a good businesswoman?
Well, one of the things that I've done is I'm in the 10 program through High Tech Rochester. It's mm-hmm. the Entrepreneur Network, and that has been absolutely phenomenal with learning all the financial background that you need and just kind of how to structure for scaling your company.
Yeah.
I'm part of the Rochester Greater Chamber of Commerce CLIMB program that focuses on the new young leaders in the Rochester area and kind of where we can go in our future.
Yeah.
I've taken our Women Entrepreneur Finance class through the Small Business Association, Virginia Smith's class, and just using different avenues like SCORE to help me hone my projections and, you know, just reaching out to other successful business owners. I've formed great mentor relationships with some of the larger business owners here in the Rochester area, and people like Bob Duffy are instrumental to young companies moving up in the Rochester area because he can really make those connections and make sure that everything's collaborative.
That's great. A question I have too, you seem like you're doing a really good job at managing different aspects of your life. And I always am striving to give really advice to entrepreneurs to not only be successful in business, but be successful with family
mm-hmm.
and be successful with health. A lot of times you'll see a very successful business person but that's just one aspect of their life.
Right.
Go home, you know, maybe the family's not that great, kids aren't well adjusted. Or they're overweight, not healthy.
Right.
And so you seem to be managing all three really well.
I do. It's I got a lot of balls up in the air right now, but family always comes first. Yeah. I've got to put my daughters and my husband first. That's, at the end of the day, that's who you go home to. Mm-hmm. Second, I would say really putting the community in helping different organizations. You mentioned we donate 5% of our profits to existing organizations.
And you've done that almost
from the beginning. Yeah. Actually, the first year, we donated 100% of our profits.
Oh my goodness.
To homeless shelters, outreach centers, and addiction clinics. And then my husband and I personally funded different programs as well. We have now a clear vision. Like you said, the first year starting a company, you don't know if it's going to succeed or fail or what's going to happen. I knew that this was always going to be a success, but a lot of things can happen, especially in the first year. We've now decided to take 5% of profits, donate them to existing organizations, and then really focus on growing our company from the ground up so we can then employ the underserved as well. So that's really the second thing. And then really taking fitness to the next level as well. I'm a cycling instructor over at Pinnacle locally here in Victor, making sure that I just kind of keep everything healthy and together in my life.
Well, you're like the duck. You look really calm and cool on top of the water, but I have a feeling below the water, your legs are moving 1,000 miles per hour.
They are. Yep. being a one-woman team, creating the perfect granola, nothing would happen without the support of my husband to be able to go and have late meetings and go to different events and such to network and grow our company. But really taking on a company and trying to run it all as yourself, it is a lot of work. And it does take a lot of organization and a lot of discipline. Yeah. There's not a lot of TV watching going on in my family, in my home.
Yeah,
as soon as the girls go to bed, I go back in my office and I continue to work on the growth.
I hope this doesn't sound sexist at all. That's probably the wrong word, but I always have a little bit more respect for women entrepreneurs. And the reason is like, I strive to be like the best father ever. Like I am all in. But my feeling is no matter how hard I work, my wife, the mothers in general, they I think because they birth the babies, they're always like a little bit more in, like I care 100%. I think the mothers care like 101%, and to be able to manage everything, with business and with the kids and the family. I have a little extra respect for women entrepreneurs.
Well, like I said, I always put the girls first.
Yeah.
Most of the time in the mornings, I schedule my first meeting at 9 or 9:30 because I'm there putting my daughter on the bus.
Yeah.
I make sure that I'm there to get her off the bus. Every night we have a healthy, well-balanced organic dinner.
Yeah.
That I always put in the forefront because it needs to be there. I need to make sure that my girls are healthy and taken care of, and then we can move forward and help others.
Good for you. So a little side note, you hear that siren?
Yeah, I do.
So we're here in the Village of Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing my podcast and my radio show, we're pretty close to the fire station, as you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was a little annoyed, in the middle of my podcast or radio show, the siren goes off. But then, probably like you would have, I said, all right, how can I turn this into a benefit instead of moving to like this quiet studio someplace? So every time that the siren goes off, when I'm on an interview, I turned it into a positive. So now what I'm going to do, Michelle, is I'm going to donate $50 to the charity of your choice.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that
is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, when the siren goes off, whoever I'm interviewing, I give $50 to their charity of choice.
That's wonderful.
So you let me know later, and I will make a donation in your name.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll
make
it in the name of the Perfect Granola over to Center for the Youth.
Perfect.
It's an absolutely amazing organization.
I know Elaine over there. And I used to be on the board over there, too. Great one. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with Michelle Little from The Perfect Granola.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester. A gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot.
So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back on the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Calmano. I've got a really fun guest giving me a lot of energy. She's making me hungry because we're talking about food. Her name is Michelle Little, and her company is called The Perfect Granola. She's here in lovely Victor, New York, where we've decided that this is where life is really worth living. Sorry, Webster. And we love you too, Webster. And so Michelle, about a year and a half ago, right about a year and a half ago?
Yep.
Really started a brand new company called The Perfect Granola, and her mission was to not only create something very organic and healthy, just putting like the good stuff in and not putting the bad stuff in, but not only doing that, but also creating a company where a portion of the profits goes back to charities that help people, help underserved people, and really has a pretty cool goal that as she grows, she wants to not only continue that mission of donating and helping, but employing underserved people as well, and just really giving everybody a chance. And another part of the mission too is getting people in underserved areas healthy food.
Yep.
A lot of times there's not options there. You mentioned FoodLink is doing a good effort here in Rochester at setting up, I believe you said, some food side stands where there's some mm-hmm. healthy choices.
Right.
But you want to get in their homes as well, and giving them, because when you eat right, I mean, it's like night and day, right? I think people underestimate the power of healthy food, mm-hmm. and they don't understand why they're sluggish, irritable,
right.
overweight, tired, don't have the energy that they need. Like their head says yes, but their body says no.
Mm-hmm.
It really goes back to food. It goes back to just healthy, like not overeating, and what you do eat, making it food that's going to like fuel your body mm-hmm. instead of steal your energy, right?
Correct.
You know? What Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. Is that right?
Yep.
I believe he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty basic, but it gets lost. And I think it's because there's a lot of big companies making a lot of big money on feeding us crap.
Yep.
So the government is not always excited about informing us of all the healthy choices, because they're getting paid off by some big mama companies to push the stuff that's making us fat. and then not only making these big food companies rich, but also making the medical community rich too, because we're going in with tons of problems because of what we're eating. And the health industry is making a ton of money off us too,
yep.
Right? So no one's talking about that, right? I mean,
right.
It's but we're gonna start the movement, right?
We are.
But I watch these Netflix specials the documentaries, What the Health, and what's it, Forks Over Knives, and they really woke me up. I mean, I've always been a semi-healthy eater, just being Italian. Always been filled with fruits and vegetables in the house and good stuff. But if I get out of my bubble. A lot of America is being poisoned every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing something about that, though.
I am. Yep. One granola bar at a time.
So tell us, if people are just tuning in, give us the overview of your product, if you don't mind.
Sure. We have healthy granolas and granola bars. We're sold in 250 retailers across the Northeast, Wegmans being our largest local retailer. We're sold in also a lot of the natural health food stores, like Lori's Natural Foods and Abundance and Hearts. But it's really a mission of love. So we take 5% of our profits. We donate them to homeless shelters, outreach centers, addiction clinics, and food banks. In fact, we form partnerships between Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. We serve a 23-county region in upstate New York with our donations. We've donated over 12,000 pounds of food so far.
Wow.
We've also helped hundreds of organizations through either in-kind or monetary donations so far this year alone. And we're just looking to continue our growth and then employ our underserved as well.
Yeah, that's great. So if I'm taking a road trip to New York City tomorrow for a mm-hmm. couple of days.
Sure.
And so a good idea for me would be, before I hit the road, is stop by Wegmans.
Yes.
The Nature's
Food. In Nature's Market.
Nature's
yep.
Market.
We're in the cereal aisle in Nature's Market.
Yep. So I'm going to pick up a couple boxes, a little variety.
All right.
Maybe we should do a variety pack, right?
There we go.
I'll just buy all three boxes. And that'll be my snacking on the way down and way up.
And it'll be perfect for you. There's no hydrogenated oils, no added refined sugars. We use things like coconut oil and avocado oil that have extreme health benefits. Some of the healthiest people in America eat high-fat, low-sugar diets.
Yeah.
Now, high-fat, no fried foods. That's not French fries and chicken fingers.
We're talking olive oil, avocado,
exactly.
Coconut. Yeah.
Yes, your healthy fats that you can eat and low sugar.
You know, if you don't mind, tell me about coconut oil, because I used to hear that was bad for you, but it's not. I mean, like, it's God-made food. How can
it's
be like
not.
That?
Now, this is my personal opinion,
yeah.
But the American companies out there want you to think it's bad because we don't make coconuts here in the U.S.
Good point.
It's an imported product.
Marketing, they're like bamboozling us once again.
Totally.
Right.
But yeah, coconut oil is some of the healthiest stuff that you can put in your body.
Yeah. I put it in my smoothies. So I bought a NutriBullet, and then I bought a jar of coconut oil, and I'll add a little teaspoon in there along
yep.
with sometimes I'll add avocados, walnuts,
mm-hmm.
spinach.
Yep.
The one thing, you know, we all have our vices, right? So this probably isn't a bad one, but I buy almond milk because I'm kind of lactose intolerant for a long time now, but I buy the almond milk that's flavored with vanilla. So that's kind of my, you know, it's
right.
probably not the best choice, but if I have to have like a bad habit,
hey,
that's not bad.
That's
right?
Not a bad habit to have.
It's a little sweet, but I probably should switch to the unsweetened, just pure almond milk. But you know, it's my it right now. It's my drug of choice, I guess. But I'm mixing it with spinach and all that other good stuff we just
yep.
talked about. So
yeah,
yeah. And then when I do a lot of my cooking, most Italian meals will start with olive oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Garlic, onions. But I've also been using avocado oil a lot, too. I bought that at BJ's. They have avocado
yep.
oil. And that's really good, too. And
from
what I understand, you could use that at high heat.
Yep.
Olive oil has a high, what do they say,
yep.
a high heat
There's
index.
Only two oils that I buy for my house, either coconut oil or avocado oil.
Okay. Not so, olive oil, though. How come?
Not olive oil. Well, once in a while, I support my friend Antonis. He owns Cazzini olive oil.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a Greek oil. And that is absolutely phenomenal. So
yep.
every once in a while, I'll have a bottle of that at home. But we typically eat avocado oil and coconut oil because of the health benefits.
Yeah. Well, you look great. I don't see any wrinkles. You look,
nope.
you know, you look like you're 24 years old. So that's fantastic.
Hey, there. I'll take it.
Yeah, good. So tell us once again for the listeners just listening in, where do you want to go with this company? So right now you're about 2 years old, right?
Yep.
and you're in 250 stores mm-hmm. in the greater Rochester area for the most part?
Yeah, we're in six states just because Wegmans carries us in yeah. different states, and we've got a couple of other retailers in Pennsylvania, but we're launching into ShopRite stores in December. Mm-hmm. So ShopRite will be our next major chain. And they have almost 300 locations throughout the Northeast as well. Wow. So we're redesigning our packaging right now to make sure that it's more consumer friendly, and it clearly displays our mission, and there's a clear understanding of who we are and the why behind our company.
That's fantastic. Now, if I'm looking ahead, you mm-hmm. might have some really rapid growth in the next year or two.
Yep.
And right now, I mean, do you have employees right now?
No.
So looking, you know, I see entrepreneurs that are successful and they know what the superpower is.
Yeah.
And they stick to that. Right. Yep. And you know, if you read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and actually it's a good thought for you. So his whole point, he used this as an example. He used this woman that had a pie shop and it was like the best pies around. But she couldn't expand because she was making all the pies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he taught her how to teach somebody else to make the pie so that she right. could expand.
Yep.
She became a really good kind of ambassador and sales and marketing person for the company. And that's what she spent most of her time doing. So I see for your future, taking a look at everything going on and deciding, all right, what am I going to delegate?
Right.
But don't abdicate. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you still have to have your finger on the pulse and know what's going on.
Right.
You know, my friend Darren Hardy says set up systems to inspect what you expect, so you keep your finger on the pulse, although
right.
while you're not doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, so good for you. You're not physically making their granola bars in your kitchen anymore.
Right. We're using a co-packer. I still do all the shipping and receiving and accounts yeah. payable and receivable and sales. But you know, when people ask me what is the one thing that's holding me back and the growth of my company back, and I'm very honest about that. And I say that it's me being a one woman team.
Yeah.
There's only so much that I can do. There's only so many hours in the day. So I had a great chance to speak a couple of weeks ago, and my call to action was help, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm on that tipping point, and it's such an exciting place to be where I can see that my company is gaining traction. I'm gaining market shares. We're getting more yeses than we can fund. We have yeses from two other huge chain retailers, one being 8,000 locations, another one being 250 locations that we've put on the back burner now just because I am one person.
Yeah.
So we need to control that growth. Everything's been organic growth and personally funded, but we're looking for help with funding, employees, and taking the next step.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about going on Shark Tank?
I have.
Yeah.
I haven't been selected yet, but maybe that's in my future.
Did you apply?
I applied last year.
Oh, you'd be perfect. You would be perfect, Granola. I mean, I think they would love you because you're doing things the right way. You're doing it step by step by step.
Right.
And now you have a retailer that has 8,000 locations that watch your product.
Right.
And so, you know, what's funny, you said that, I forgot how you phrased it, but you basically said you're the biggest bottleneck only because there's only, and that's, that's very common, right? The founder becomes not only the visionary and the instigator of success, while at the same time being the bottleneck because there's only so much of the founder to go around.
Right. Yeah, in a perfect world, I'd have a partner, so at least I can, you know, we'd go in on halvesies on everything, and they'd take care of some of the responsibilities as well. But, you know, one thing that I found in my life is you can always rely on yourself, and I wanted to make sure that this company was founded with our vision and mission in mind, and that every step that we took was for the betterment of the community.
Yeah, no selling out.
Exactly.
Yep. Are you a B Corp?
I am working to get the certification for a B Corp because we totally are. We just need that certification.
Yeah, you got it all over you. Yeah, I was wondering about that because it seems like you'd be the perfect. And for those of you that don't know what the B Corp is, you want to explain to our listeners?
Sure. They just have
a
social impact in mind. They're companies that are going out there for the greater good, not just for their own personal success, but making a social impact on the communities they serve.
Well, that's 100% you.
It is.
Right?
It is 100% me.
Yeah. That's great. So I'm here with Michelle Little from The Perfect Granola. Michelle, if people want to learn more and, like you said, help, what help do you need? How can they help you? And how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can get in touch with me right on my website, which I am actually redesigning my website. So I know that I've had some comments through Facebook that my website needs a facelift. I am personally working on it right now.
The product tastes good. That's the important thing.
The product has to be front and center. But now we are redesigning that. I have a meeting later tonight. but yeah, you can go on my website, info@theperfectgranola.com. You can also email me directly, Michelle with one L at theperfectgranola.com. I am open and ready for any suggestions that anybody has or any help that they can offer.
Very good. I hope you do get on Shark Tank. That would be incredible.
That'd be awesome.
Having who would you choose? If you had to choose one shark, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. It would be a toss-up, but I may have Mark Cuban.
I was going to say Mark Cuban, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just because...
He's cute. Do you think he's cute?
I do not, actually, no. I can honestly say nobody is cuter than my husband.
Nice. That is the right answer. I love that.
But no, he's got some social impact on the back of his mind as well on some of the deals that he does and how he moves forward in the industry and in different markets. But he's extremely family-oriented as well. And he does things with his kids in mind. And I really respect that.
That's great. So, Michelle, before we go... You know, with radio, people are in and out. Give us a quick, once again, like the elevator pitch of what you're doing in your company.
Sure. So we're creating a company that is all based on the why. How can we produce a product, sell it into the market, and help people at the same time? The Perfect Granola encompasses all of that. My husband actually came up with the name because you can't mess with perfection. We have perfect products that are nutritionally stable. We carry both bag granolas and granola bars. Our mission is pure. We donate 5% right off the top to existing organizations that help the community. And we're continuing to grow our mission to then employ our underserved, focusing on folks with intellectual disabilities, people in recovery, veterans, and people living in poverty that need a chance.
Who doesn't love you? Come on. Show me a person that doesn't love what you're doing. Come on. You are like the most purest, most awesome entrepreneur. I love what you're doing. And you're going to be massively successful because you've got such a great mission.
Thank you.
So congratulations to you. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
And I truly am going to stop by Wegmans before I go to New York and buy 3 boxes. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll finish them before I get back.
Thank you. We need that support because nothing happens unless our company is successful. So everybody's support with buying our product and helping us out is greatly appreciated.
Yep. Go to Wegmans, Nature's Marketplace,
yep,
and other stores too, but we'll say Wegmans because we're here in Ra-Cha-Cha. Mm-hmm. And you can buy the Perfect Granola coming in 3 flavors or buy the Bagger Granola, which you can do a lot of fun things with. And go to the website for recipes, et cetera, right?
Yep.
So, all right. Well, Michelle Little, thank you so much. This has been fantastic.
Well, thank you.
This has been the perfect interview.
Nice play on words.
I like it. Well, you can't argue with perfection, right? So thanks again, Michelle. And thanks for everyone for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Before I go, if you or anyone that you know would like to be on the show, as mentioned, I interview CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs, business movers and shakers in the Rochester community, please throw me an email at
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.